Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
If you needed to borrow someone's phone for just a moment, would you feel any hesitation if they allowed you to hold on to it?
No.
Maybe you should.
Is it locked or unlocked?
It doesn't matter, does it?
Yeah.
Why? You're borrowing their phone.
To call someone, or is it just like, hey, hold this for a second?
No, you call them. You can take a picture, whatever.
I could see you might be stranded on the side of the road or something. Your battery went dead on your cell phone.
Right.
And you're like, hey, can I borrow your phone? Just a minute. I need to call somebody.
Little did you know that there is a 1 in 20 chance that person keeps their phone stored in their underwear.
Oh.
When you think about all the strangers when you're on vacation going, hey, could you take my family's picture?
Exactly,
and they hand
Cato.
You their phone?
Exactly.
Oh, you think about that too. And women have put it in their bra. It's like, you know, cell phone will be ringing, they'll reach into their bra.
57% carry their phone in their right pants pocket, 20% in their left pocket, 12% in a bag, 7% in their back pocket, and 5% in their underwear.
Now, when you say in their underwear, is it in the pouch? Is it down the back?
That's what that little pouch is in front of your hands right there.
Because I will say that if I have like gym shorts on, I'm just hanging out around the house.
Yeah.
They don't have pockets.
Mm-hmm.
So when I carry my phone from room to room with me, I will stick it into my waistband of my underwear and shorts.
Yeah.
I think a lot of this is probably bras because women are definitely likely to put it in their bra.
Mm-hmm.
But it could also include what you're talking about, Cato.
That's exactly where I went as far as underwear. I think of... underwear.
Right. Well, no, I think yours is also a place people would put it.
Yeah, but bras, you see that all the time.
Where?
Yeah. Well, they're putting their credit cards. Yeah. And so you hear people or clerks complain about that all the time.
Tori, it's different people have more room for that sort of thing, and some people don't have as much room for that sort of thing.
Okay, well, I think that's supposed to be a dig, but I've got plenty of room.
No,
so.
Not at all. I wasn't trying to. I'm just saying some people have like a lot of room in their bra.
Yours would just go straight down, fall on the floor. Is that what you're saying?
That sounds like a dig.
This is fun. I'm glad we could do this.
Yeah.
Always a good conversation.
Did you really just say
I was at
that?
Walmart one time.
He doesn't even seem to have a problem with
moving.
It.
He just keeps going.
I know you're not offended, but I was at Walmart one time.
Offended.
Yeah. And I heard Sweet Home Alabama, the lady's bra, like, it was like in line, like because she had a ringtone on, and it was like, damn, one of them was playing Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect any other song.
That's
from
true.
Her,
yeah,
her bra.
You wouldn't expect Bach or Beethoven coming.
No, not at all.
Yeah. So we're moving on now.
I've never in my life seen that, but.
Okay.
Maybe it is a thing.
It is kind of a thing for a lot of people.
Google it.
I've seen like credit cards and stuff because they don't give us pockets. So yeah, I mean, I've just never, especially like this big old brick.
Well, you've got the one you got the Pro, right? The Pro Max or something.
No, I've got the cheap one.
Yours doesn't look like the little basic one to me. But my kids have the little one and it's smaller than yours.
And
we're talking about phones, by the way.
I wasn't sure anymore.
We were into iPhones specifically because my kids have the iPhone regular and it's smaller than your phone.
I mean, let's face it. Most guys are the phone carrier. If you go out, you don't have pockets on your jeans or whatever. And if you're out by yourself, you got that pocket in your bra.
Most girls I see carry in the back pocket, but then if they don't have a back pocket, the bra is another place.
I go waistband like Kato does.
Okay, so in the underwear.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's the concern here anyway, is that that people are putting their phone in their underwear. And so when someone does ask you to take that picture for the family, you might be like, well, where do you keep your phone normally?
Yeah, I ask them. Wonder how they look at you if you just smelled their phone.
Oh, stop. Ew.
When they handed it to you. Like,
Okay, I'll take your picture.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, men don't like going to the doctor. You've heard that before, probably. Now, Tom, you go to the doctor quite a bit.
I go whenever I think something's wrong with me.
Which is quite a bit.
Right.
Yeah, we do love our doctor. We got a good one.
Dr. Sandin, he's awesome.
A survey found that men are about 33% less likely than women to go to the doctor on a regular basis. Now, do you go more than John, Tori?
Probably not. Okay. I just don't like the bills. I'm like, you know... Sometimes death is just cheaper than going to the doctor.
Wow. Okay. I'm just going to be sick.
The hassle for me. Mm-hmm. It's just the hassle to book an appointment. A lot of times I can't even get in to see my doctor anymore.
That's so crazy because our doctor is pretty easy.
It's corporate now. Right. And most of the time it's the nurse practitioner because the doctor has these yearlies with everybody.
That's something that's different. Our doctor has specifically left practices they've left the group whenever it went corporate and they've kept it independent. But I will say one thing I learned that you're talking about men and women here is that doctors, one of the things they fear the most is when someone comes in and says, my wife made me come to see you about this. Because they say a lot of times men will put it off until it's so bad, and by the time the doctor sees them, it has turned really ugly.
I will say, you know, having to do that pre-check-in homework sometimes, you know, you get there and then the receptionist is like, did you pre-check-in? You're like, oh, I failed again.
Mm-hmm. I hate whenever you do the pre-check-in and they still give you a paper to fill out. Like, I just gave you everything about me online and you still want me to write this paperwork down.
Or the way you have to tell three different people all of the symptoms.
Right.
Like, can y'all please talk to each other and then come in the room?
I think it's a trick. They're like, are all checking to see, did he say it the same this time?
Yeah. Here's the reasons why men say they avoid the doctor. All right. Number one reason, they're just too busy is what they say.
Really? I mean, if you're sick, you still need to go to the doctor.
Yeah. I'm afraid of what might be wrong was number two on the list.
Okay, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Because that means you're going to find out later when it's even harder to fix.
But for now, though, out of sight, out of mind.
Wow.
Ignorance is bliss. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't like uncomfortable body exams was number three.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's why I go.
That sound of the rubber glove snapping or turn your head and cough, any of those awkward moments that you have. And especially if it's, you know, like a twist or someone that you don't expect. Because I told you I was having like the prostate thing. I had to, my dad, he had early prostate cancer. So I have to go early to get like that checkup back there and get the colonoscopy and all that stuff at an earlier age. And they switched my guy doctor to a girl doctor. She was like under him like one of those, what do they call them? Well, you know,
a nurse practitioner.
No, it's like
training.
Yeah, they're in training. Yeah. It's like they got to do that for like 8 years and then become a doctor.
Well, it's a residency and it's 4 years.
Yeah, okay. And he's like, would you like her to check you out? I was like, no, I would not like her to check me out down there.
They do that at the OBGYN and they'll be like, can these students come in? And for years, I was like, no, I don't know these people. Now, after having a baby, I'm like, bring the whole office.
Okay, there we go. We got an audience.
This is what it is.
I had a friend having a baby and they asked the same question. She said she really expected one or two students. And these are from Bob Jones, as she said. There was like 15.
Yeah.
And they stood around her bed while she gave birth.
And they don't really, they don't tell you in advance that it's like a crew of people. They'll be like, can a student come in? And you're like, sure. The whole class walks in. It's crazy.
Field trip.
Yeah, that looks like a lot of fun. All right.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Next on the list was men don't like being weighed. As much as the girls don't like being weighed, the guys don't like being weighed either, which
that's
I don't
absurd to
I
me.
Really don't care. Yeah.
Well, I told my doctor, it seems like I've gained weight when I'm in there.
Yeah.
Because I weigh right before I step into the shower. Mm-hmm. They don't like when I do that.
I know, right? They won't let me take off my clothes.
Yeah.
Next on the list, reasons men don't like to go to the doctor. They don't like being naked in the room there when they're doing an exam. Like, they, you know, a lot of times they'll say, hey, can you just strip down and we'll be back in just a second.
Try going to the OB.
Say, that's not that common. The only place I have them do that is when they do the mole check. Like, they look and see if your moles are cancerous or not.
Yeah.
And so you have to sit in that little, that thing with no back.
They usually don't say strip down either. I said, won't you strip down? We'll be back in just a second.
Yeah.
They don't use that word.
Could you put this gown on?
Yeah. Yeah. If you'd like to undress, we'll be back in a moment. And then they don't want to answer any personal questions from the doctor. That was number six on the list. So you're going there, and they don't want to give the doctor exactly what he needs to know to help you out. Then finally they say it's too cold in the doctor's office. That's the reason why they don't want to be in there.
No, doctor, really, it's cold in here.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, we've had a theme of food throughout a great deal of the show, and I'm going to continue that on. We're going to move to drink, though.
Okay.
There's a new trend out that I had not heard about. It's called heavy soda.
Heavy soda.
Tori, are you okay? Did that gross you out?
No.
It looked like she almost threw up there.
Her mouth was full, speaking of food.
And then Kato started smirking at me, and that made me laugh, and I almost choked. Sorry. Okay. Heavy soda.
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt your breakfast.
It is rude, but we can move on if you want to.
We'll just pause and let Tori finish, okay? Everybody just talk amongst yourselves in the upstate.
You are so considerate. Thank you so much. Go ahead, Tom.
She's eating. Okay.
She took you up on that offer.
If you've ever been sucking down a fountain drink and thinking, man, I wish this was even sweeter and more syrupy.
Wow.
People online are hyping a new trend called heavy soda, which is apparently catching on at some gas station soda machines. And it started in Missouri. It's going viral now on social media. If a business has a soda fountain machine, they can sometimes adjust the settings to change the ratio of syrup to carbonated water.
Yes.
And these places are increasing the syrup to maximize the sweetness and then labeling it heavy soda. And so the heavy soda says basically it tastes sweeter and thicker and syrupier, but it still has the carbonation. And some people like that.
I wonder if the soda gets offended. They call me heavy.
Now, some people are warning about health concerns.
Who
because
cares? Mind your own business.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those, obviously, you're getting more syrupy, high fructose corn syrup. But some people said it's for people who buy a big soda in the morning, and as the ice melts, the heavy ends up tasting normal instead of watery by the end of the day.
If people were getting upset about this, you'd go and get upset about my granny's tea, because it is. I mean, that just one cup of cause diabetes.
It's heavy.
Yes, it is.
We used to have to stir our tea every time because sugar would start to pile up in the bottom of it.
Yeah.
I think fountain drinks are the best soft drink.
Right.
And I love this idea because I love it when I buy a soft drink for home every once in a blue moon and it starts to go a little flat.
Right.
To me, it's sweeter. I like that.
Okay. So this, I feel like it's a personal choice issue. I would like for them to keep the option to have regular also, but having the choice, and you maybe even pay a little more for heavy because it's got more syrup in it. I could see that. Maybe it's a dime more for the cup or I don't know.
Some people are soda snobs though, because they just want the fountain drinks only. They won't drink out of the bottle. And I don't really see a difference from drinking out of the fountain or the
bottle. They're different, but I think they're both good in different ways.
There's a difference. There's so much better out of fountain drinks.
Yeah, that's not my gift to the world, is recognizing the difference.
Have you figured out what it is?
No.
Oh.
That was hurtful.
No, it wasn't. What the difference is in flavor of the drink.
Oh, I misunderstood.
That's exactly what I mean.
Man, that was quick.
That's what I thought when I said that, too. When I said no, I thought you were talking about that.
Yeah.
But this is something I think that one of the greatest inventions of mankind, and it doesn't get the credit it deserves, was when they made that thing where you can mix 50 different kinds of flavors all in one soda machine.
Mm-hmm.
I love those.
What are they called? Suicide.
The Coke.
I've seen them. They have them at Great Wolf Lodge when we would go there, and they have them at various places where
restaurants.
You can mix peach soda in with Dr. Pepper Cheerio, like, whatever.
Haywood, not Haywood.
The Five Guys, I think, has it.
Yeah, the Moe's over there.
Y'all are talking about the specific machine.
Yeah, those machines.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you become a soda scientist is what you become. Mm-hmm.
But those are awesome. So this is kind of a step in that same direction to me. I'm for it. I don't know if I would order the heavy soda or not. I'd have to try it.
It's called Freestyle, the Coca-Cola
Freestyle machine.
And there's nothing worse, though, when you are getting one of those fountain drinks, and all of a sudden it goes, and it gives you nothing, but there's no syrup in it at all.
That's the light version.
Yes, with no syrup in it at all.
The diet version.
Right, that's not good.
And it tastes horrendous.
And then you like, they won't change it for you, and you had your mindset on a Pepsi, and now you have to pick something else, and it's not the same.
You're right, yeah.
Yeah, you just bummed us all out. Huh? You just bummed us all out with that story.
Right? It's like you're walking around out the store with your feet dragging.
With a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Well, this is a solution, I guess. The heavy sodas is something we can add to our list of things that are killing us.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
All right, let's talk about dating. This is very interesting because times have changed quite a bit. Because back in the day, you have to go out to find somebody, and then you find that perfect person, and you get married, and you have, you know, you live happily ever after.
What? Now, it didn't always work like that.
Not always. But online dating has taken over the industry because they say there's billions of dollars per year. With matchmakers out there, you got personal dating coaches that you can pay that will help you find the date or that perfect person for you. And it generates millions of dollars in the United States just trying to find yourself. I mean, sometimes you do it on your own. You're swiping right or left on your own. You don't have a dating coach there. But the dating coaches, some of them out there, cost as much as $20,000 just to start to give you some tips on finding that perfect person. And if it results in a marriage, they expect like a marriage bonus out there.
Wait, so it's not a guarantee? You pay all that money, it's not guaranteed?
Well, no.
No one we know is paying $20,000 for a dating coach.
This is the bigger cities, yes. I mean, not
this
here
is
in the
not bigger cities. These are rich, rich, rich people.
And I'll take less to go on a date with you. I mean, $20,000, you can find a date.
Yeah.
You can find a lot more than a date.
Yeah, go to Vegas. That's a lot of dates for $20,000.
Well, and they say, this is research from University of Chicago that found that people are twice as likely to find a date through friends and or family member instead of going out and finding them out on the town, you know, like you go into a restaurant or a bar or something. So that you find somebody through friend and family member most of the time. But, you know, if you think about all this time and effort that you put into finding someone in a relationship, what if you were out on that date? And you did have like a dating coach there. And so you're at the restaurant, you're eating, and it's kind of like a football game. And all of a sudden, you know.
Whistle gets blown.
Yeah, it's like, time out.
Offsides.
Yeah.
Flag on the play.
He is making some bad mistake. Come here. And then they huddle up. You get a few things, you know, going on.
You get to watch the rewind. See what you did here? Yeah. She didn't like that. Don't do that again.
There's actually YouTube or one of the social media channels has this guy who goes, and it's a joke, but he does the translation for the men and the women. Like, what she really means here is, do you have a stable job? And then, you know, he's like, what he really means is, do you think he's hot or not? And it's just funny.
But he's like, you know what? You're playing way too much offense right now. We need a lot more defense going on right now. So then all of a sudden the cheerleaders come out. And they're starting going, defense! Defense! Right there beside the table. That would be very interesting.
Okay. And then you get a kiss, and they're like, touchdown!
you got two announcers on the side.
Is he going to go for it? Yeah. It looks like he is, Steve.
Okay. Oh, he is puckering up. But ooh, she turned the cheek at the last moment.
Cold shoulder again.
It's like the old song Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
I have no clue.
That. You don't remember that one? Mm-hmm. That's the one where they're like, he's rounding second base. Is he going to make it in? All that kind of stuff. And it's like a baseball play, but it's supposed to be the date.
Well, you can actually get a coach. I don't know how much they are here in the upstate, but I'm sure you got a few out there. You might want to look at the workplace. 4 out of 10 workplace dating relationships result in marriage. Mm. How about that? Wow. I thought you weren't supposed to date at work, but apparently you are. And leading psychologists at the University of Pennsylvania studied the data from over 10,000 speed daters, found that most people make a decision regarding a person's attraction within 3 seconds of meeting them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, they could be attractive, and you're like, oh, 3 seconds later, but then you spend a little time with them, you're like, they're getting uglier by the word.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, speed dating, it was invented by a rabbi in Los Angeles. It was based on a Jewish tradition of chaperoned gatherings for young Jewish singles. And that's where it started. Kind
3
of interesting.
Seconds. My contacts haven't even adjusted to what I'm looking at that fast.
We've learned a few things, I think, here today.
Is the game over?
Go, team,
does
go!
He win? Let's hit the showers.
Hit the showers.
Well,
that's a touchdown.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Well, it doesn't feel like it, but it's officially fall.
Yay!
And they asked people some of the best things about falls, and it was interesting the things that people love about fall.
Yeah.
Pumpkin spice lattes were on the list at number 25. I am not huge into pumpkin spice. I don't think I've ever bought anything that was pumpkin spice. Maybe I should try it instead of just hating on it.
Mm-hmm. I haven't had pumpkin pie since I was probably 7 years old, and then I got sick.
Yeah.
And I never ate another piece of pumpkin pie or anything pumpkin again.
I hate that for you. I know.
Okay. You have it all. Give me a pecan pie.
You said that if you had to eat pumpkin pie, you would gag.
I probably would.
Now, we were talking about pumpkin spice latte earlier. Pumpkin pie is on the list, too. It's up at number 14.
Just anything pumpkin.
What is the hate with pumpkin? I don't understand it.
It's not like a fruit that you would eat on its own.
You know what? That's true, because think about slicing a pumpkin and just eating it like a watermelon.
or like an apple. Get one of those little small ones.
Yeah. but you know what? Or I get some of those guts out of that pumpkin and just make you a casserole or something. Pumpkin casserole.
Gross.
That is some gross looking stuff, those guts in there, pumpkin.
True, but pumpkin seeds, they're good. You eat them.
No.
No.
Well,
no.
Okay, y'all might not, but that is a thing.
It is a thing.
There's a lot of things that don't mean that there are a lot of people. Yeah. They said also finding the perfect pumpkin is one of the fun things in fall.
That is.
Going out to something like Denver Downs, and especially when you have the kids that are the right age. And so it becomes this fun family thing to find the pumpkin. And it's never perfect, but it's the perfectest one you could find that day.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And anything pumpkin-y, you know, you got all the decorations up of the pumpkins. It's just pumpkin seed, and that can go for 2 months, you know.
They also mentioned Thanksgiving is one of the great things about fall. Mm. And Thanksgiving is a good holiday. Yes. Any holiday where you focus mostly on the meal is a good holiday. They also mentioned beautiful nature trails and the leaves changing.
Yeah.
In fact, autumn leaves was the number one thing. And of course, here in our area, especially in North Carolina, the changing of the leaves becomes an actual event.
Yeah. You go driving through the mountains and it's beautiful up there. But if it's in your yard and the leaves that some of my neighbors have, and my neighbors' neighbors have trees and they don't have trees and all their leaves blow off into their yard.
Act of God.
Yeah, what?
It's an act of God. You can't do anything about it, but enjoy the beauty.
But it's frustrating because
oh my gosh.
The leaves, you know what? I've got a leaf blower and like I'll help my mom or my aunt or somebody. And
Poor thing.
You're sitting there and you're trying to blow the leaves and the wind's blowing. It's blowing right back on you.
Oh, the trials.
So you know what? You go ahead and make fun because you don't have any real trees in your
yard.
Yes, I
do.
Your trees are little tiny ones.
No,
I'm talking
about
these.
I've been there for 10 years. Tree they're freaking shaming. Huge now.
Goodness.
Look at your little trees.
The big.
My tree's the one without any big trees.
I don't have them for a purpose because I have relatives that I have to come over and blow the leaves off. That's not a fun thing.
That's terrible.
Why do we have to do that? What does it matter if there are leaves, honestly?
I just run them over the lawnmower.
Exactly. That's what they, in fact, the city wants you to, would rather you mulch your leaves up than put them on the side of
you
the road.
You got one of those fences, though, where they all get stuck, that lattice fence, and you got to get...
Oh, well, Hawk, you've taken this conversation about the joys of fall to a really great place.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm so negative. Please forgive me.
Cozy sweaters were mentioned. Mm-hmm. The fun of Halloween. Hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Also cozy fires. There is something, I like this one, that snap of cold when it finally hits in the weather.
That was this morning, Tom.
Well, I'm thinking more than one. There's something special where it has a crispness to it. And I think it's the lack of humidity. I think it's the cold and not being humid.
And don't forget that smell when you first turn on your heater and it's like kind of burnt and kind of gross, but it's so good.
Yeah, it's a good smell.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, I ain't going to hate on it.
It said comfy clothes, crisp air, and of course the autumn leaves. Mm. But they said raking the leaves didn't make the list, so that part isn't as much fun.
It's not.
But, you know, ultimately...
I was just complaining about that, and then you can say that?
Yeah, because they're my own trees. I'm not complaining about my neighbor, but I have about five big, huge 50-year-old trees.
That's why you're not complaining about your neighbor, because your leaves are blowing off into your neighbor's yard.
Act of God.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.